Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Today we covered the CU 2.0's Mastermind Showcase Day, and it was a half a day, or maybe almost a whole day, of just a great panelists, great speakers, all done virtually, of course, but the fine folks at CU 2.0 put on a great show. And in this clip, CU 2.0's Kirk Drake kind of opens the show and gives us kind of a lay of the land and what he sees coming down the turnpike as far as 2021 goes, and all sorts of really great stuff. And Kirk has always has some great insights on the industry and what's about to happen with it. So enjoy this clip.
When I think about what today's about and what the FinTech Mastermind community about is really about elevating everybody in that community up in the value chain. And so we really start with whether it's a FinTech, an individual, a credit union, we really have to start by looking at it as we're all in this, at the baseline service provider world, and we're competing on price, we're competing on features and those kind of pieces. At the next level up, we get to a thought leader. And most of us say, boy, it'd be great to be a thought leader. But the reality is the thought leader is a bit of an illusion because there's actually two levels above that. And everybody is a thought leader today. It's not that hard to go out and write a white paper, post it, interact with people, et cetera. And so I think that we have to be mindful of that. And if we're thinking about our credit union or our FinTech, that thought leader position is a dangerous position, because while you may be growing and you may be improving in many key areas, there's a whole other value proposition above that. When I look at the billion-dollar credit union space, we see a ton of heroes, right? Or when I think of traditional speakers or people in the marketplace and fintechs as they're starting, this hero position, you know, you'll see good, solid revenue growth and be seeing great traction in there. But this hero position is not really where we want to be long term. So when I think of the car manufacturers, I put, you know, General Motors at the service provider level, Ford at the thought leader level, Mercedes at the hero level. But when we look at the top level, we start seeing Tesla at that top, and that they represent this sage spot in it, where the valuation of Tesla, whether you agree with it or not, is the sum of all the other ones combined, right? They're 5 to 7 years ahead of everybody. They saw the trend. They dealt with hard problems. They figured out distribution. They figured out battery technology. They figured out autonomous vehicles. It wasn't just a one-trick pony. And so I think a lot of us, in the complacency aspect of it, we get caught at that good enough where things are comfortable, right? The credit union's making a return on assets. We have good capital. We have good relationships with members. We're growing. But that next level up is really where we can become a Navy, or we can become a Navy credit union, or the big mutual down in Texas, right, where they really become the market definer for a lot of how we look at these different, aspects of financial services and those kind of things. So I think, you know, when I look at my job as the supporter of everybody in the mastermind, it's to really help people, wherever you are, whether you're a service provider, a thought leader, a hero, or a sage, to move up, yes, USAA, to move up this value proposition and be better, not just professionally, but personally, family-wise, health-wise, et cetera, to really look at that whole aspect of it. And I couldn't be more excited with the folks we have in the group today and how that's going forward. So today, what that looks like, I'll start with Dr. Patty Ann, who's my co-host in most of the mastermind work. She's a phenomenal expert in relationship coaching. She's a doctor. She's written multiple books. I've worked personally with her. I know many other real entrepreneurs that have worked with her. But at its core, I think for all of us, our ability to be great leaders and to help our organizations, to help the industry, really come down to taking care of ourselves and solving some of our own internal demons in many cases. And she's phenomenal at that. She facilitates the masterminds with me and will be keynoting one of the sessions today on credit union complacency, and really is phenomenal. So you'll get to know her a little bit in this as well. And I think that if we look on the right hand side, there's really three rings to the mastermind. Really, it starts with career and where do you guys really want to go long term, and making sure we stand out, create personal brands, etc. there's a leadership component. How do we move from me to we and really lean into that? And what does that look like? And there's skills, right? You need tactical skills to do things faster, better for your organization. So in that piece, there are a couple accelerators around that. So from the career, we're looking to help you move to the next level, create that personal brand. So we have workshops and things that we'll be adding into it and helping you realize dreams. Sometimes those dreams are very professional. Sometimes they're accidental. I did stand-up comedy a couple years ago at DC Improv and Caroline's in New York. It wasn't something that I was always something in the back of my mind that I thought I wanted to do. And at one of the mastermind groups that I'm part of, they sat me next to a comedian who really encouraged me to lean into that, scared the crap out of myself. But it was a great experience in learning a whole other paradigm in some respect. And no, I'm not going to go off and have a career in stand-up comedy, but being able to tie that into other skills that you're going to use in your day-to-day job is key. Leadership side really comes down to emotional intelligence, speed, partnership, finding the right people in the industry to support you. We're pretty lonely in our roles as leaders, and it's really helpful to have a peer group that can cheer you on, can tell you when you're not being true to yourself or the cause, can help you see things that you may not see on your own. And then from the skills perspective, you know, there can be very specific skill development components from entrepreneurship, innovation, capital raising, execution. We'll talk through some of the baseline skills that exist in this community today, and I'm super excited about those pieces. So here's a great example of one of the communities. I'm not sure what James Roberts, it was an unfortunate timing of shot, but a great group that we meet with monthly for about 90 minutes and talk through a bunch of these issues and really help solve problems and move those forward. So one of the best things about this community, though, is the skills and the expertise that's in it. So give you some background. We don't have anybody that's killed a shark and carried it across the beach, but we do have 7 authors. We have someone who's launched a credit union incubator. We have several new CEOs in the industries of billion plus size credit unions. No, that is not Chris Oatey. I suppose it could be. We have 2 secondary capital market or secondary capital experts. So if your credit union is thinking about how to get outside capital, we've got 2 great people who've done that. Happy to introduce you to them. They've got some great experience there. We have multiple people who've raised over $20 million for their fintechs, and collectively we've raised well over $250 million in capital as a group. We have someone who's launched 7 different companies. We have some MBA students. We have data governance experts. We have marathon runners. We have a payment expert for over 2,000 credit unions. We have 3 of the top 10 credit unions already involved. We have a charcoal expert. That's my favorite. If you get a chance to talk to our resident charcoal expert, you'll learn a whole bunch about that and how do you transition from charcoal into credit unions. That's a great story. We have a Harvard grad, Georgetown grad, Columbia's business school graduates. We have someone who's helped create over 100 QSOs in the community. Great expert in doing that, in solving the crazy challenges of both single entity owned credit unions, multi-entity owned credit unions, and all the aspects in there. I like to joke that QSO stands for credit union, critically underfunded service organization, because I think while we all have great visions for what these things will do, we often undercapitalize them. We have a former Microsoft executive. We have member experience experts from multiple credit unions. We have blockchain and member identity experts in the community. We have a former credit union league president. We have someone who's exited a company for 7 figures. We have multiple digital marketing experts. We have someone who's created a subscription-based financial planning service. We have experts on aftermarket renovation lending or after future value lending of homes. We have multiple CEOs, too many to count, both QSO CEOs and credit union CEOs, all sorts of crazy data analytics experts. So for those of you going to that panel today, I think you're in for a treat. We have a credit union board chair. For those of you that don't know, Chris Oatey is the board chair of South Bay Credit Union. He's got a license plate holder to show for it.
Thank you.
Great expert. Come on, Chris, you got to hold it up.
Let me grab it.
And we have multiple call center experts. And I would even go as far as to say we're international. We have multiple people from Canada in our group as well. They're some of the nicest people I know. They are also, they embody all of the values of the credit union industry in many ways. They're also phenomenal entrepreneurs and bring a great deal of value to the community. And for those of you that don't know, I'll spend 10 seconds on this. Canada actually has multiple provinces. It's not just one big lump above the U.S. There's actually quite a bit of different geographic diversity, language diversity, cultural diversity there. And it's not just, you know, you know, northern U.S. in that respect. But actually, my favorite is if you actually go look at Canada's GDP and some of their real accomplishments, it's always awesome to me because we don't learn anything about it in the U.S. And it turns out they've got a lot of really good things going on up there. So we have a Canadian living in the U.S. and we're going all in on that. yeah, Canadians are people too. It's true. Really great day planned for you. That's everything I've got.
Thank you very much for that information, Kirk. And stay tuned for more coverage of CU 2.0's Mastermind Showcase Day here on CU Broadcast.